What is going on, everybody? This is your Better Call Paul online video news for today. I'm your host, Paul Schmidt, and it's been brought to you by Introduce Multimedia, video storytelling for nonprofit organizations and socially responsible small businesses. Introduce Multimedia, one company, twice the possibilities. Well, it's that time of the week where we do a recap of all the posts that went to the blog for introduce.com. So follow along as I read through them real quickly. And we have four posts this week. The first one is a client video for the Community Economic Development Association of Michigan as they do their 2020 Community Economic Development Leader of the Year Award. And that is recognizing Telemon Corporation. The next is the Introduce video where we meet the first intern, who is Gino Fata, also from Lansing Community College. You learn a little bit more about him, like why he likes filmmaking and what he hopes to get out of this internship and what his top three films are. Next is a client video we did for Living Water Ministries during the pandemic entitled Re-Remember, which is an homage to Living Water Ministry having to shut down their camping ministry for this year due to the coronavirus. And lastly, our guest post of the week is how to create a successful Instagram marketing strategy and nine steps to follow. This is from new blogger Mary Kyle, and the steps are determining your target audience, determining your objectives, analyze what your competitors post, create a content strategy, prepare a content calendar, schedule posts, plan Instagram captions, and establish brand guidelines, and finally tracking your performance. You can read all of these posts or watch all of these posts on the introduce.com blog, or if you want to catch it all in a digest format, sign up for our email newsletter. So once again, this is your Better Call Paul online video news for today. I'm your host, Paul Schmidt. Remember, if you have any questions about online video, then you know what to do. You better call Paul. I will see you next time.